New York State plans to begin processing drilling permits for natural gas wells in the Catskills and the Southern Tier of New York in a few months. But as WNYC and ProPublica reported, there are gaps in the plan to regulate this expected boom in drilling on land that includes New York City's watershed. Now, a highly placed state official has conceded some of those problems and promises new measures to ensure any new drilling is done safely. WNYC's Ilya Marritz joins us now to update the story. So, Ilya, what was the state's response to the charge that the Department of Environmental Conservation hasn't done the due diligence necessary to make sure that natural gas drilling won't pollute our water?
Hi, Satiris. Well, yesterday we spoke with Judith Enck, who's a top advisor to the governor. She's the assistant secretary for the environment. And she repeatedly voiced confidence in the agency while also making comments that were very different from what officials from the Department of Environmental Conservation told WNYC and ProPublica just 2 weeks ago. A key concern with any natural gas drilling, but this formation in particular, is water, because it produces a lot of toxic wastewater. So let's have a listen to what Judith Enck said about the state's approach, as she articulates it, to watching wastewater.
We're not naive enough to know that there aren't going to be environmental problems. So the question is how severe, and if they are very severe, you know, then there's a chance that permits won't be granted.
This was the first time that we had a state official saying, if you don't disclose what's going to be in the wastewater, if you don't disclose the additives that you're putting in the wastewater, you don't get a permit. This is a really big deal.
Now, Judith Enck is Governor Patterson's deputy secretary for the environment. Why do you think she decided to make these comments now?
You know, I think this has been bubbling up for a long time. There have been community forums all across the Southern Tier and the Catskills where people are trying to figure out, is natural gas a good idea? Should I lease my land? Should I be worried about my neighbor if he leases his land? And I think in the environmental community in particular, there's been some frustration with the Department of Environmental Conservation. They've been to some of these meetings, but they generally make pretty reassuring noises about this new formation and what gas drilling would mean. A lot of people don't trust that, and I think that bubbled up to Judith Enck, who is herself formerly an official with NYPERG, the government watchdog group. She was known as somebody who cared deeply about the environment, watched these issues very closely. I think this got her attention, and it got the attention of the governor's office.
Now, your investigation found that state officials were in many ways unprepared for new drilling. In what ways were they unprepared? And did Enck distance herself from the State Department of Environmental Conservation in the statements they made?
Well, she said she had gone to the DEC and asked some very pointed questions. Questions, for instance, about a new spacing law that's been proposed that would essentially streamline the permitting process for the wells in this new formation, the Marcellus Shale. She asked them, who wrote this bill? Because a lot of people think that the industry had a big hand in writing the bill. The answer she got, she said, was the Department of Environmental Conservation, and she accepted that answer. But on point after point after point where the DEC had told us, we're learning about this problem, we have a good record, trust us, Judith Enck said, you know what you say is a problem is a problem, and we're going to be on top of it. So let's listen to what Bradley Field, the director of the Division of Mineral Resources, told WNYC 2 weeks ago about what the state would do to ensure that wastewater is treated properly.
I guess it would come down to how the water treatment plants are regulated and what their specifications are.
Okay, so that's Brad Field speaking 2 weeks ago. Let's contrast that with Judith Enck speaking yesterday about her approach to looking at this wastewater issue.
If we're going to bring it to a Pennsylvania wastewater treatment plant, even though it's going out of state, we're going to want to know that that wastewater is properly treated and not contributing to pollution of surface water in a neighboring state, for instance.
Essentially, Enck is committing the state to not exporting toxic wastewater that can't actually be treated, and she's committing the state to knowing exactly what's in that wastewater. This is a 180-degree change.
So, Ilya, what's next?
What's next is the governor is expected today to sign that spacing bill that I mentioned earlier. This was a departmental bill proposed by the DEC. It's come in for a lot of criticism, but my read on the situation is he will sign it. Judith Enck said to stay tuned and that there might be a big announcement from the governor's office on this, maybe a formal declaration of policy. I am staying tuned. I think we're going to see something pretty soon. I can't tell you now what it's going to be.
All right. Thank you very much, Ilya.
Thank you, Sotirios.
WNYC's Ilya Marritz. And if you missed Ilya's investigation yesterday or want to hear it again, you can hear it on our website, WNYC.org.